USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president of the Cleveland Fed Reserve says interest rates should be above 4%. Loretta Mester telling MNI Market News rates should stay at that level once it's reached early next year. The Fed has been steadily raising rates in a bid to fight inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. The FBI says there's a possibility of increased cyber attacks against schools. The Bureau saying the attacks could coincide with the new school year. They add smaller school districts are the most vulnerable. Ukraine is considering shutting down a nuclear plant due to its crumbling security situation. The country's chief state inspector for nuclear and radiation safety said if conditions require the plant to shut down, it'll stop operation of the plant. It's the largest nuclear plant in all of Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.